Bonke Nkosi joins me now on the line. Firstly, happy Youth Day to you as a young person. Just with the young people I want to speak to today, just where do you see your future, your role, your place in South Africa in 2021, Bonke Nkosi?
Well, I see my role continuing to be an active young person in the community. So it's part of something that I appreciate and hold very closely to my heart, that every young person should always be active, an active member of the community trying to bring change. So in 2021, I see that role expanding to other communities too.
So you have a situation where thousands of young people, round about this time of the year, are deciding, what do I do? Where do I go? What are the decisions that I make now that will influence the next 2 years of my life and the rest of my life? How does all of us try and do that? Surely a lot of personal initiative has to come into account with young people deciding what they want to do. Or, you know, for the great deal of many young people, are those choices far too slim?
Yeah, so the choices are not slim per se, but it is a reality that a lot of young people have to make these decisions, and they might not have the right amount of information at the time to base the decision on. For example, you'll notice someone taking subjects in grade 10 solely because their friends are doing the same thing, and without considering what career and future prospects that decision might hold for them. So at all of us, what we do, we have a lot of discussions with people in grade 12 and then in grade 10 to educate them. Like, if you make this choice, what it would entail for you. And also, if that choice aligns with your own strengths and what you ultimately want to end up doing.
So what does all of us then actually do? How do you then help young people in school make those decisions?
So we have a program, firstly in grade 12. So working with the grade 12 learners, we have career workshops. We have a career workshop that are general to all the learners, and then individualized single workshops where we sit with someone and then discuss what careers are in the market, what does someone want to do the following year, and what careers align with their subjects. Before grade 12, we have also a similar kind of structure in grade 10, where before the learners have to make their choices about what subject stream to follow for the next 2 years before they finish school. We educate them that this is the stream and this is what would be required and this is the result. Because if you go into a stream without realizing what it will lead to, then you might end up in grade 10 realizing that I didn't make the choice that was suitable for me. And there it's almost a bit too late to now go back and change the stream, or it will require a bit of time to take an alternative route. So what we really specialize on is detailed discussions with young people to help them this. And this we do with the help of the schools we work with and the teachers.
Now, that was going to be my next question. Shouldn't this be part of life orientation, a form of school guidance, counseling, to help young people make those decisions from early on already, grade 9, 10? I know 40-year-olds who still don't know what they want to do with their life, and that's absolutely okay. But isn't there also a lot of pressure for young people that, you know, you're 15, 16 years old and you're now supposed to be making decisions that will affect the rest of your life?
Yeah, it is a lot of pressure. I mean, primarily because when you reach that age, that is also when you begin thinking, okay, I'm a grown up now. And then there is some other external factors, the pressures from the family and just leading your own life. And yet you still need to think clearly about your future. You may not know what you want to do exactly yet. I'll tell you from my own experience, I think I've changed career choices while I was in high school at least 3 times before I took the final one and say, this is what I'm going to be. But having the right kind of guidance and information at all these stages does help a person have a little ease in making that decision.
Bonginkosi Mtunu is the founder of an organization called All of Us. It's spelled OHLLOFUS. You'll also find it when we podcast this interview. If you have a young person trying to make decisions on what to do, and for many people, these decisions right now aren't important. And as I said, I know, you know, people well into their middle age who are still making big decisions on how it will affect their lives. And that is okay. That is absolutely fine. But you have a, if you have a young person who's wanting to make big decisions on how they contribute to the future, to their own prosperity, to the prosperity of this country, go search All of Us. That's OHLLOFUS. It's a non-profit organization founded by Bonginkosi Mtunu. Thank you so much for joining us. Just a message here on the WhatsApp line. Hi, Lester. No, I knew from the start that the 10 babies were a nonsense story. Nonsense is not the word that Annalene used, but she knew it was a nonsense story. No, man, how gullible can we be? You know, read the headline. Got through maybe to midway down the body of the story. I'm like, no, this can't be true. But of course, I hoped that there would be some sort of pullback and some sort of doctor who did some, who helped in the procedure, a hospital that would confirm. There's hope in birth. There's hope in children. And for some small part of me, I hope that the story would be true. But of course, as I said, started the first few paragraphs and I knew it was going nowhere. But your thoughts, 021-446-0567. Drop me that WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. You're listening to The Morning Review.